I think I've had an idea of trying to organize the English speaking countries, part of the empire. Okay. Canada has got some very good contributions, and the Brits are just beginning to evolve. But I think a closer coordination between Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the UK could act as a buffer to the U.S. We all speak the same language. And the reason I'm saying this is because when we deal with other countries, a lot of times there's a resentment about our superiority and our leader, and whether it's being arrogant or whatever. And I felt like, in some ways, if we could kind of tie together the empire in ways that would support what the U.S. is trying to do, then we have a lot broader world global support. And at least we've got that working on a unified direction. So I know the Graham Gibbs, the Canadian Space Agency in Washington. Is there an Australian Space Agency representative? Is there one in the embassy in Washington? No, they're not a...
No, Australia's got basically backed out of space.
No, it...
We're involved in the tracking.
Yeah, I know, but... Kirby Eichen, you know him?
Yes.
Well, he, unless there's some other official people, he's been a part of the National Space Society and can carry on a good bit. He's familiar with operations out of Washington. So I would say I need to probably talk to him sometime about this idea and see who there is in Australia that can begin to serve that purpose.
Yes. We used to have the Australian Space Office, but it folded up quite a few years ago.
Well, Maggie Thatcher didn't think too much of human space flight either, but they're changing their mind.
Yes.
And I think bringing that together would be a good idea.
Well, thanks very much for your time.
Okay.